being confident. You know, everybody's going to have their opinions. The defense sucks, offense sucks. Everybody sucks, you know. That's what happens when it comes with 0-3, you know. But we're very confident, as you can see in the locker room. We're having our heads down. We're still going about our day, handling our business, and eventually turn around for it. All it takes is one win to get that thing rolling like we did last year. But we're not counting on last year, but we got to make sure that we understand what's at hand.
Yes, everybody sucks, according to Brian Arakpo, and it's very difficult to disagree with him these days. The last-ranked Redskins defense going out west to play the Raiders. Rob Woodfork here with you alongside George Wallace, Redskins beat reporter. The good news for the Redskins is the last time they were out west playing the Raiders, they won. That was 4 years ago, 34-13 winners over the Raiders. And Brian Arakpo, ironically, had a pretty big game in that one, 4 sacks. And he needs to have a performance like that this week if they're going to win.
He doesn't remember it, though, by the way. We were talking right before that cut. He doesn't remember. He barely remembers that because it was so long ago. But the other part of that last win out there, Vinny Serrato's last game.
Nice.
Jim Zorn's last win.
Ooh.
And Arakpo had 4 sacks, and they won.
Wow. Those are some...
which means nothing, but, you know, just
high watermarks
here
for the
about.
Franchise. Absolutely. Well, this is huge and very relevant to this game. Terrell Pryor is not playing. At least that's how it looks, according to Adam Schefter, who tweeted the other day that he is unlikely to go. And that is huge because Pryor is the team's leading rusher, played pretty well at quarterback these first 3 games of the season. But beware Matt Flynn. This is the guy who threw for 480 yards and 5 touchdowns against the Lions defense a couple years ago. It's pretty comparable to what the Redskins have now.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. And Pryor, they don't want to see, because the main thing this team has to work on, they say it every week too, is, you know, stopping the run. If there's one less thing they have to worry about as far as a quarterback doing that, that's big. But Flynn, he can sit back there and pick you apart. I mean, you know, Nick Barnett even mentioned this week that you don't want to sleep on a guy like that. He's played with him. You know, he can get the job done. So,
and he's sneaky athletic as well. Yeah, and also Darren McFadden is the guy.
He throws touchdowns now too, by the way.
Apparently. He threw one last week, and he might be the best quarterback they have right now. So, still plenty of weapons there. And it bears pointing out with Matt Flynn, he threw for 480 yards and 5 touchdowns a couple years ago, but he had the Packers' weapons at his disposal.
Right.
There's no Jordy Nelson on the Raiders. Right. There's no Greg Jennings on the Raiders. He's not going to have those sorts of weapons at his disposal. And, of course, they're the Raiders. So there's that. That just brings your performance down a couple
of
notches.
And there's the stadium's falling apart. There's sewage problems backing up and overflowing in the dugout in that place.
Exactly right. So if
not that it has anything to do with anything,
but
it's disgusting.
Right. It's disgusting. And if if you're smelling something that stinks, it's not necessarily the two teams that are playing.
Right.
So with the defense, they've got to tackle. Obviously, we've been talking about this all year long. They have got to tackle. They've got to wrap up. And again, the fact that you're not going up against Terrell Pryor certainly plays to your advantage, because that's one less weapon that can make you look silly on defense. What about the offense, though? We've been talking about scoring early.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, it's funny, but it's as simple, and I was asking guys this week specifically, is as simple as this team correcting its own mistakes and doing things and fixing things on their own and basically getting their own performance straight. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they all, to a man, said that's exactly more of what it is. Not disrespecting any of the opponents they've been playing.
Right.
But when they go back and look at film, you know, like Darrell Young was saying this week, he says, you know, we have 2 great running plays, then a 3rd down, we can't hold a block or we miss this, and all of a sudden things fall apart. Why is it happening? He says, I don't know. It's the same, basically the same team as last year, same offense. It doesn't all have to do with Robert Griffin III.
Right.
So I think for them, it's just a matter of playing their game. And as cliche as that sounds, but for this team, I think right now, especially going up against a team like the Raiders, if they take care of their own business, I think that'll take care of the rest. And I think the offense, you saw signs of it last week. I know people thought I was crazy saying that I thought the offense did look better last week, but I think it did. I think you
it
saw
did look
things
better last week.
Yeah.
They scored in the first half.
Right. You saw things from Griffin that you started to see last year, and you know, guys are getting sick and tired of being asked about it as far as, is this the old Robert? Is this not the old? So, you know, they just want to go out there and put a solid 60 minutes together, and I think that would go a long way in getting a win.
And they have to do well in that first 30 as well, so they're not climbing out of a big hole. They've been
defense
outscored.
Defense can't outscore you on offense anymore.
Right, exactly. And these are the numbers. They've been outscored. The Redskins have 67-21 in the first half of games. 14 of that 21 has come from the defense. So, Yeah, the offense really needs to step its game up, and this is going to be a favorable matchup, at least on paper, because that Raiders defense is banged up on a short week. Remember, right. They played Denver Monday night, gave up 536 yards to that Broncos team. They don't have Tyvon Branch. They don't have Tracy Porter, so that secondary of the Raiders is going to be susceptible to the big play, and they just need to take advantage.
They do, and I think you'll see some read option early and kind of get the defense on its toes, and then you'll see things start to open up. I really do. I think you'll continue to see the progress from this offense. I'm not really worried about it. The defense, a little bit. I mean, Bakari Rambo was benched last week. You know, they played just the three corners with Merriweather back there. Coach basically called him out. Hazlitt said he's going to be a good football player, but last week things kind of dictated that we go that way. So we'll see if he gets back out there this week as well, and that's defensive secondary. But I think for guys like that, you know, you'll see how they respond, the rookies. Amerson the same way. He's had a few good plays, but he's also a rookie. He's been beat a few
times.
So you'll see how these guys respond. And, you know, you're going out west. They're leaving on Friday, so that's good. They're leaving a day early. So they'll get acclimated to the three-hour time change. Shanahan says he likes to do that to go 2 days in advance. So we'll see what happens. But it's a game they should win, sure.
Right.
But this team, what you've seen, they shouldn't say you can't say they should win anything.
Two of their three games they should have won, and they did not.
So I'll be careful the way you say it. But you know,
do you think they win?
I do. I do. I think they win. I think that you'll see some more progress from the offense, like we just talked about. The defense is getting sick and tired of it. You heard Brian Arakpo before saying you just got to have confidence. And I think this team does. They're not a down-and-out team. I mean, they have music going in the locker room this week. They're still smiling because they know what they can do. They're just not doing it until they figure that out. And look, a win goes a long way. If they win going into a bye week, it's going to be a huge difference than 0-4 going into a bye and then going to Dallas on Sunday Night Football. So I do think they win, and I think they win by 10.
By 10?
Yeah, by 10. I do. I'm not saying the Redskins scored 30 points this week. I've tried that before. That hasn't worked out too well. We'll go. We're going to go 27-17.
27-17? Yeah. I'm going to get them close to 30. I'm going to say 27.
27 is close to 30.
Wait, did you say 20? You
said 27-17.
I thought you said 24.
Oh, no.
Reading comprehension and listening skills, folks. That's me. I'm all about it.
See, folks, he really doesn't listen to me.
All right, 27. I'm going to say 27 to 24. I think it's going to be closer.
Yeah, probably it's going to be closer than 10. I'm just giving him a little bit of credit.
All right, we'll check in on Monday and see if the Redskins won. And then, of course, we'll know if they won by Monday. But we'll break down the victory on Monday. And then we'll be back next Friday to hopefully maybe we could do a little, first quarter wrap up.
Well, yeah.
First quarter of the season.
Look, and here's the other thing. You talk about how many games are left. You know how coaches, they break it down. They break the season down into quarters. So first four games, this is the first quarter of the season. They need to go 1-3.
Yep.
And then you know, coaches always do that, the next four games. So that's how they look at this thing. That's why it's far from over. But you need that first one to get going.
Exactly. And we'll see if they get it on Monday. At least we'll be here to talk to you about it on Monday. Have a great weekend.